I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to The Good Life. I'm Guy Bauer. Congratulations to the book winner. Don't forget, it will be coming directly from the publisher. Your copy of Whole Person Integrative Eating will be on its way. Now joining me is a very creative young lady who has been attending school at Stetson University. Her name is Kendall Buck, and she put together a product. It's called Herbie Rake, H-E-R-B-I-E, as in herbs that you cook with. And it is so cool. It comes in innovative packaging. It's inexpensive, it's an indispensable tool, and will help you use fresh herbs. Kendall, welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
First, as I told you by email, congratulations. I love your innovative approach and how you've done this at such an early age. Good job.
Thank you.
What got you interested in coming up with, obviously it's part of your degree program, but why the Herbie Rake?
So growing up, I spent a lot of time in the kitchen. My dad was a chef for 14 years, and my mom made black bean corn salsa that was to die for. The only problem is that the black bean corn salsa called for an entire bundle of cilantro, and one of us would have to be stuck sitting there pulling all the leaves off of this cilantro, and it was awful. And so it came to the point where we weren't enjoying making the salsa anymore. And we knew that there had to be a better way to do it. So we had been sitting on this idea. And when I got to Stetson, I finally had the resources and the help of the Prince Entrepreneurship Leader Program in order to make it happen.
It's just so cool. And folks, there's links at goodlifeguide.com, but are you still raising money through Kickstarter?
My Kickstarter campaign has ended. So right now we're just having our sales on herbierake.com.
There you go. So herbierake.com, you can see a picture, you can see, watch some videos and see some demos. Salsa and cilantro has always been one of my favorite things to cook with. And making salsa and the ability to literally with two or three strokes less, even if you once you get good at it, and it's not very hard, to clean off all the leaves and leave the stems. Now, I like to use the stems too sometimes, but boy, it's just such a handy tool. Talk about the beginning when you first came up with this idea. You had to come up with a design probably on a piece of paper. And then tell us about the first couple prototypes that you produced.
The first couple were atrocious. So how I did this was using 3D printers at Stetson University in the Innovation Lab. First of all, I have never 3D printed anything, and it's a lot harder than people let on. So I had one challenge there, and then another challenge of we knew what we wanted the product to be, but we weren't exactly sure about the design. So it was kind of a lot of spending time just messing around with the design. Probably took me 30 iterations until we got to the one that you have today.
And is the one that I have in my hand, this was 3D printed, or have you found somebody to manufacture them?
No, that is the one that we had manufactured. I ordered my first manufacturing of 1,000 units, and we got that in late December. And then that's how I was able to fulfill all the rewards from the Kickstarter campaign. And then that's how I've been shipping them out to my customers on herbierake.com since then.
Well, it's just so cool. They're $10.99, and you'd think, what do I need something to pull the leaves off? If you added up the time you'd save by pulling leaves off of any kind of fresh herb, you would want an Herbie Rake.
And we notice that we have the most random products in our kitchen for anything that you can imagine. And so we knew that people would love Herbie Rake because it's just a crazy kitchen gadget that you may have never thought about. And then once you have it, you can't stop using it.
It's small. It's compact. It'll fit in your kitchen gadget junk drawer, as I'm fond to call ours. But the most important thing, keep it toward the front because you'll want to use it a lot. It works on everything. I've tried it on several different types of herbs. And even if the leaves are really small, like thyme, they come right off. Pretty neat stuff. What's next in Kendall Buck's creative invention process as you complete your degree at Stetson?
My first thing will just be to continue with Herbie Rake. We're working right now to get on Amazon, and they'll have stock of 250 Herbie Rakes. And then I also am working with a few physical retail stores to get in there in the very near future. And then beyond that, we're hoping to come up with one more product at least before I graduate. My LLC is Nana's Kitchen Drawer, ironically, because that's where we keep all our kitchen gadgets.
Yeah.
And we want to have another kitchen drawer product under this line. So the next thing will also be a kitchen tool that anyone can use.
I like it. Well, congratulations. Job well done. Folks, again, if you need to go to herbierake.com, there's links at Good Life Guy. Support Kendall and her efforts and get you one and put it in your kitchen gadget drawer. Thanks, Kendall.
No problem.
Have a great weekend and keep up the good work.
You too. Thanks for having me. Bye.
All right. So we'll take another quick break. We'll come back and we're going to talk about Kansas Day. It's January 29th. I hope you did something fun. But if not, we'll tell you some fun things you can do to support our great country, our great state, and have some fun doing it. We'll be right back.